Right, our message for Parshas Akev really is a very condensed one, in the sense that the philosophical depth of what we're trying to present, this really should have been an hour-long shiur, but of course this is a forum of brevity, to say over something quick-ish, to have something to say over at the Shabbos table, but I really hope that our audience will have the insight to mull over what we say and try to uncover the full depth of the idea that we want to put forth. This parsha, Parshas Akev, V'haya Akev Tishmon, because you will listen, so you'll get all God's blessings, all God's good. So on the word Akev, in this context, the simplest meaning is because you will listen. So Akev literally means a heel. So Rashi is no question bothered by that. So Rashi says a pshat, that wasn't because you listen, you know, what does it mean? The word heal is being used, say, because you listen, to say that elu mitzvah shodom dashbakev, these are the mitzvahs that people trod on, that dafka, for these small mitzvahs that people don't attach much importance to and are a little bit negligent in, because of these mitzvahs, a person will get all of God's blessings. So in the schus of the mitzvah shodom dashbakev, of the mitzvahs that a person trods on, because there's a mitzvah that aren't given their proper importance, the ones who are very careful to keep them are going to get all of God's goodness. Right, that's what the pshat that Rashi says. The Medrash Rabba says a whole different pshat. Akev, the schar for mitzvahs is in the Akev. What you get for tishma'un, what you get for listening to God, is be'akev. It's at the end. It's at the end of time. Just like the heel is the end of the person. So be'akev in Olam Abo, which is the end of time, that's where you're going to get your schar, and that's where you bring the pasuk, gam abdecha nizar behem, your servant is very careful with the mitzvahs, b'shamram ekev rabam, keep some ekev rabam, he's going to get great reward. Where is that great reward? Be'akev at the end. So it means great reward, it means Olam Abo, which is at the heel of time, at the end of time. Right, a whole different shot than what Rashi says. Right? Then there are, what the Sfarim, I believe it's the Baal Turim, says elsewhere that Ekev also refers to Bris Mila. Ekev asher shamata b'koili, right, by the Akeda, refers to, so Ekev over there refers to the Mila, but even if, the simplest shot, Ekev means, over there in that context, because he was willing to sacrifice Yitzchak. It's no small mitzvah. It's a very big mitzvah. It's a very big challenge. He's willing to kill his only son for God. So Ekev means big challenges. Ekev means keeping all of the mitzvahs, because it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yitzchak that I'm going to bless you. Ekev asher shama Avram b'koli v'ishmar mishmarti chukosai mishpatai v'tarasai, because Avram listened to me and he kept all my mitzvahs, everything. So Ekev means, the small mitzvahs that people are negligent in, that people trot on, right? So Ekev means the end of time, Olam Haba. Ekev means Bris Mila. Ekev means all of mitzvahs. So, you have to understand, what is the common denominator, right? What is the core essence of the concept of Ekev that could, branch out to so many different meanings? Okay. Right, the key to this all is, Yaakov Avinu. Why was he called Yaakov? Because V'yado Ochezes Bak of Esav, his hand was grasping the heel of Esav. Now that's very strange. He was grasping Esav's heel. You should call him Ochaz, grasper, right? His name should be Ochaz, because that's what Yaakov was doing. He was grasping. The heel belongs to Esav. So why are you calling him Yaakov? Why are you calling him the heel? The heel is not him. The heel is Esav. He was holding. He should be called Ochaz, the grabber. So there's no question in my mind that Rashi is bothered by that right there in the Pesukim, and he says a drush to answer this question, why is Yaakov called heel, the heel is Esav's heel, is that Bozel L'Sayim Achus, it was a simen. This one wants to end his kingdom, meaning, what does it mean end his kingdom? It means that his kingdom should last till the end of time. Right? He wants to end his kingdom and make his kingdom absolute, end it, i.e. finalize it in a way that it will be the everlasting kingdom that will last till the end of time, and Yaakov comes and bars it, not let me know. Yaakov comes and takes it away. But so look at this amazing insight. Yaakov takes the heel away from Esav. The heel represents Esav finalizing, completing his kingdom, and Yaakov takes that aspect away. So Yaakov, as it were, grabs the heal away from Esav. Esav wants to last till the end of time. He wants to be the final word in destiny. Right? He wants to take over the whole of world for the whole of time. So he wants to be till the end, last till the end. Yaakov takes the end away from him. An amazing thing. So Yaakov's called Yaakov because he successfully takes the end away, because the Jewish people, we are the end of time. We're the ones that will last forever. We're the ones that are going to make it to Olam HaBa, but it's at the end. Right, so really, heal means the ability to make it to the end. Right, to the end. Right, Olam HaBa is, you know, the final phase of destiny. We're going to make it to the end. Right? Now, Olam HaBa, right, so it's called the end. Right, it's the final phase in destiny. So Olam HaBa, sorry about the Olam HaBa is the final, right? You know, and the Jewish people had that destiny that we're the ones that are going to make it to the end, right? So now, making it to the end, you know, there's no such thing as being, you know, the concept of half end is a nonsense concept. End is an absolute state of being. It's the end. Not saying it's being half the end. The end is the end. It's an absolute. It's an indivisible point. The end. There's no such thing as half end. End is a whole phase of being finished. And there's no such thing as, you know, being half end. I hope this point is clear. This is one of the, you know, delicate points that we want to posit. And there's such thing as half end. End is a definite point that's totally separate from the middle and the beginning. Right? There's such thing as half end. It's a whole absolute state onto its own. Olam HaBa is a whole absolute state on its own. It's not like a better world than Olam HaZeh. It's a whole different world. It's an Olam of Kulo Tov, totally good. And so it's not like a little bit better or a lot better than this world. It's a whole different type of world where evil is not even possible. Now, let alone that it's not less evil. Evil is not only no evil. Evil is actually an impossibility in Olam HaBa. So this, you know, end is like a whole state onto its own, separate from the middle and the beginning. Right? You can't have a half end. It's a whole, you know, all or nothing state onto its own. Right? And to be a Ben Olam HaBa, when a person goes to Olam HaBa, Olam HaBa is a state of being. You can't be half in Olam HaBa. There's no such thing. You either are in Olam HaBa or you're not in Olam HaBa. You have to go into Olam HaBa, all of you. You can't just have your head in Olam HaBa and the rest of your body in Olam HaZeh. You either are in there or you're not in there. You're either in or you're not in. Right? That's why the Rambam stresses, you know, and if you believe that, even though anyone who believes in Yud Gimel Ikrim, and I want to remind everyone, we're running a series of Yud Gimel Ikrim live, you know, midnight, 12 a.m. New York time, 7 a.m. Israel time, on www.torahchat.com. Right, and after that, if you missed that session, it's recorded and it's on this website over here subsequently. Right, so Ram stresses, even though you the Yud Gimel Ikrim, right, you are guaranteed a portion will come, but need on the figure show, but you have to get kapar for anything you did wrong. Those days, all right, you know, your faith system was good, so that aspect of you will go to Olam HaBa, and the corrupt aspect of you won't go to Olam HaBa. No such thing. So yeah, you merit to go to Olam HaBa because of your proper faith in the principles of Judaism, but you have to now get atonement for everything you did wrong. You have nidon l'figol rishon, v'eshlecha kolam ba. You first have to be judged for whatever you did wrong, get atonement for it, and you go to Olam HaBa, because Olam HaBa is a whole state of being, right? Everything that was the man himself is immortal. You go to Olam HaBa not just with your head, you go to Olam HaBa with your heels also. The whole of you goes to Olam HaBa. The Olam HaBa is a whole state of being that doesn't coexist with Olam HaZeh. You can't be in two, in Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBa at the same time. No, you can't be at an end point, right, and still not be at the end. It's an absurdity. If it's you're at the end, so you're by definition not anywhere else other than the end. If you're in Olam HaBa, you're by definition there and you're not in Olam HaZeh. Alright, so the whole of you has to go to Olam HaBa. So even if you're only going to Olam HaBa on the basis of certain particular big good deeds that you did, right? But still, right, the rest of you has to get an atonement and a cleansing so it can follow also. You can't be only half in Olam Haba. You go Olam Haba with your head and with your heels. Right? Olam Haba is an absolute state. The end is an absolute state onto its own. There's no half end. Right? So with this, we understand, you know, the unique destiny of the Jewish people. Right? And the Jewish people are destined to have a whole unique state of being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Will be at the end of time, the point called the end per se, that's separate from all the points that precede. Olam Haba, Kol Yisrael Shem Chalek Olam Haba. Olam Haba is a world onto its own, right? Not sharing any space with the Olamas that preceded it. The Olamas that preceded it, over there you earned your Chalek Olam Haba. The Olam Haba is a whole different world that doesn't share space with Olamas that you could be half in and half out. Can't be. You're either all in or you're not in at all. Right? So like we said, if you're getting in on the merit of one or two good, fantastic good deeds, the rest of you needs a cleansing so it could follow, because you can't be in two different worlds at the same time. Right? So, you know, that's not like I understand. Akiv means that you have to go there with your heel also, not just with your head. So even if you're getting in because you had, you know, good faith, you know, and good beliefs, right? The heels have to follow, and you have to get a cleansing so you can take your heels with you. So that's, you need the mitzvahs, shalom dashbach, the mitzvahs that people trod on with their heels. You need the power of those mitzvahs to go to Olam Haba also, because those mitzvahs cleanse and purify and elevate the heels, because all of you has to go to Olam Haba. So the concept of Ekev means all of you. All of you, right? Till the last nanoparticle. So in this way we understand how Akiv can allude to the small things and yet to everything and yet to the big things, like the big fundamental mitzvahs. There's no contradiction. Akiv means all of you. That to make it to the point called the end, there's no half end. If you're in it up to the end, right? So up there it's an absolute state. Absoluteness is all encompassing. There's no half absolute. There's no half end. You're either at the end point or you're not at the end point. There's no half end. There's no half absolute. Right? So, you know, everything about Akev, which means, you know, the end, also means the absolute. It therefore also means the all-encompassing, and therefore means the big and the small together. So that's how it means, on the one hand, you know, the big things. Right? That's how it means the big things. That's how it also means the... Right, aside from the big things, you know, it means even the small things also, it means everything. You need everything in order to go to Olam Haba. Because an absolute state is an all-encompassing state, and all-encompassing is the big and small together, the head and the heels. The chops.